Good morning, church. We serve a risen Savior, amen? I have a control up here somewhere, and if I can figure out how to work it. Oh, I'm pushing too many buttons or the wrong button or something. Somebody show me how to work this thing. Hey, there, I got it. Go sit down, Wes. You can go back and sit back there. It's okay. I appreciate you coming up, Wes. I've been wanting to do something to you for a long time. Because you're a real troublemaker. Let's bow together. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to turn this thing over to the Lord and see what He will do with our time together this morning. Let's pray. Holy God and Father in heaven, God, you're so good to us and you love us in so many different ways we can't even begin, God, to thank you enough. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, dear God, who you sent here to live and to die and to live again that we might have a living hope. Help us, dear God, every one of us, that we will live in a way that will bring glory and honor to you. And God, help us not to allow Satan to trample all over us. But help us to know who we are and help us to know the victory that we have in your precious Son, Jesus. God, defeat him. Defeat him, God. Help us in all of our weakness, God, not to ever be arrogant before you. Help us be humble, God, and to realize that we are defeated without your holy power. We trust you, Father. We trust you. We pray for a release of your Holy Spirit amongst us this morning. You would just stir up our hearts, God, that your Spirit would move in us in a way that we would be free, God, from all the things that restrict us and hold us back and keep us from praising your holy name. We trust you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Satan is in pursuit of every one of us this morning. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter to how long you've been a Christian. It doesn't matter to how good of a Christian you think you are. The fact is that Satan is after you. And he is longing to destroy every one of us. The Bible describes Satan as a roaring lion. And he's not finished with his work yet. Look at this picture here. What a terrible picture. In the book of, I'm going everywhere. Anyhow, forget about that for a moment. Anyhow, in the book of 1 Peter in chapter 5, it says that Satan is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And that somebody is you. He has you in mind. And I don't care, again, who you are. He wants you. He wants to bring you down. He wants to destroy you. And we give Satan opportunity after opportunity because of the reality that you and I are sinful and weak. Now think about this. In the book of Galatians chapter 5, that was up there at one time, it tells us about all of our sinful practices. Now you know, I don't, but you know, every one of you, what your weakness is. You know the baggage that you carry. You know the temptations that you have. The Bible says that all of our righteousness is like what? It is like filthy rags. What that means is that after all of the effort that you put forth, you still are a sinful being. Isn't that true? You are sinful in so many different ways. We have attitudes that we ought not to have. We think things that we ought not to think. We do things that we ought not to do. We fight with one another in the body of Christ. Sometimes we dislike and even hate one another. Churches divide, and it's all because of sin that indwells us. In the book of Romans in chapter 7, the apostle Paul says, the very thing that I want to do, I turn around and do just the opposite. And you can relate to that, can't you? You get up in the morning and you decide, today I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to do what is right. I'm going to honor my fellow man and I'm going to love everybody. And then you turn around and kick the cat. That's just the way it is, isn't it? We're weak beings. We are weak human beings. And brethren, without Jesus Christ, we would not have not even 1 ounce of hope. Do you understand that your salvation is not dependent on you? It's not dependent on your understanding. There's what Satan, how did I get back there? There's what Satan wants. He wants to entangle you and wrap you up. He wants to render you defeated before him. You know why? In the book of Revelation in chapter 12, there's this great war in heaven. And the war in heaven, Michael and the angels fought against Satan and his angels. And Satan was cast out of heaven. He was cast down to the earth. And the Bible says heaven rejoiced. But it says woe unto the earth because Satan has been cast down. And Satan now, as he goes after Israel and God protects Israel, then the Bible says that he turns and goes after the rest of the saints. That's you and I. And it says he does that because he knows that his time is short. Satan is a loser and he knows that he's a loser. But he intends to take everybody with him that he possibly can. You don't have to look around very much to see the mess that Satan has made this world into. You don't have to look around very hard in the church to realize the mess that Satan can do even in the body of Christ. And again, that's because we are fleshly weak and we surrender and give him opportunity after opportunity to capture us and bring us into bondage. Now I want you to watch a little video, about 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and talk about what we're seeing. If you would, Brandon. That's an amazing, amazing video. Now, I didn't see the end of it actually, but the small buffalo that was taken down by the lions actually ended up being okay. He rejoined the herd. He was all right. But I want you, that is exactly how the body of Christ should be. When one of God's children are weakened for whatever reason it may be, ensnared in sin or whatever, the body should come to its rescue. So many times people fade out of the body of Christ and we never hear of them again. Never see him again, and that's the end of it. I want to illustrate this in another way. I need a volunteer. One of you teenage boys, who will volunteer? Okay, come on, you get to be Satan this morning. Now remember, you volunteered, yeah. You come right here. Put your horns away, young man. Now, this is Satan. I want to try to help you to see how this works. You go find a victim out of the audience and you bring them in there. Just go get them. Oh, yeah. Didn't take him long to pick his victim.
Oh, no. Ross is very
sinful, so he works out just really well. All right. Satan has ensnared one of the children of God. Now, what we need to realize here is even though Satan has him within his grips and has him wrapped up, move over that way a little bit where everybody can see you. You're bigger than the devil. Anyhow, by the way, the Bible says that we dare not rebuke Satan but by the name of Jesus. So understand here, when we're talking about the devil, we're talking about a being that is stronger than any of you. And by yourself, if you try to face him alone, he will certainly defeat you and destroy your life. Do you understand that? And even as a church, do you understand that Satan is more powerful than the church? But by the name of Jesus, you are defeated. Why do churches divide? Why do they have issues? Because they let Satan in. And because in their weakness, they allow him to have opportunity to use them. When we unite together the way that Jesus prayed that we would, Satan will never stand a chance with any of us. The church will flourish, you see, rather than being defeated over and over again. So Satan has picked his victim, has took him out of the family here, and now is holding him enslaved. But what he needs to realize, that his whole goal, and I don't care what it might be that brings you down, a sin that you can't overcome, a desire that you just can't seem to deal with, a brother and a sister that smells like a skunk and you can't stand them, that you can't relate to them, and they make your life difficult, whatever it is, you need to realize that when Satan gets a hold of you, you are never alone. You're never alone. And let me illustrate. When Jesus ascended into heaven, who did he send here? He sent the Holy Spirit to seal us, to indwell us, to help us, to teach us, to give us understanding so we're never alone. Where's Brian at? Is he here? Brian, come up here. I'm going to let Brian be the Holy Spirit this morning. Because I want you to realize, there you go, Satan. Come over here, Spirit. You see, the Spirit, and I don't care what this young man has done. I don't care what sin he has committed. I don't care how bad he has been. God does not stop loving him. Amen, church? God does not stop loving him. He's too weak to even pray, maybe. Has God given up on him? Does God say, okay, too bad for you, go on to hell? I don't think so. I think Jesus continues to care about us. I don't care what we do. Satan wants us to be blinded. He wants us to think, well, you can't be good enough to go to heaven. And the fact is, you can't be, but Jesus is. Amen? Jesus is good enough to see us to heaven. Now, all right, Satan, we have the Holy Spirit, and let's see if the Holy Spirit can overpower Satan. Do it. Come on, Satan. You can at least put up a fight. Come on. Gee. Come on, get him, Brian. Yeah. All right, let him go. Get back here. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Too bad. hey, oh, back over here.
Okay.
We're not done with you yet. Brian, you stay up there. Now, Scott. Hey, Scott, you come up here. You're a big guy. And I'm not kidding either. Now, Scott is going to represent Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit. Satan cannot handle even the Holy Spirit, but we're not done. Now Christ is here. You come over here and help him. You see, Jesus, here he comes. Here comes Jesus. Revelation, here he comes. He's riding on a white horse. What's written on it? King of kings, Lord of lords. He comes to fight for us. He comes to protect us, and he's not willing to just let his child be overpowered by the devil. Jesus died for him. You think he's going to just walk away from him because he's ensnared in a sin? Maybe he's an alcoholic. Maybe he's caught up in immorality. Maybe he's caught up on drugs. Whatever it is, Jesus doesn't just walk away from us. Amen, church? He does not just walk away from us. Now let's try it again. Now we got them both. You gotta like those little steps. Get back over here, Satan. Now, we're not done yet. God the Father. Can you be God the Father? Come on up here. Move up here. Give God the Father room to join you. We're gonna do this. You already know the answer here, don't you? But Satan is taking a beating this morning. Amen. Take a beating, Satan. Let's do it again. He has got to be the worst Satan I've ever seen. Get him back over here. Now the Bible tells us this. And I want you first four teenagers right here to go up there with them. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 that he sends his angels as ministering spirits to minister to his saints. Amen? He sends His spirits, His angels to minister to us. And so when our brother is in trouble, though we can't necessarily see him, we might, but even if we can't see him, the angels have come to him and they're ministering to him. They're trying to help him to overcome. So grab hold of the rope. Now look at this. All you want. You want some angel help? Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Satan's begging for help. Come on up here. You can be a satanic angel. Man, you're bigger than the devil. All right, go at it. Go at it. Get him. Come on. Come on. Yeah. All right, you're defeated. Go back to your corner. Go back to your corner. Rest of you, stay up there now. Well, think about this. In the book of Hebrews in chapter 12, it says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And what those witnesses say to you and I, look at Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author, the protector of our faith. Look at Him. Because you see, all those witnesses who have gone on before us, they have made it. And guess why they've made it? Because they kept their eyes on Jesus. Now, they were sinful. They were sinful. And maybe at times they ended up just like Him. But the fact is they looked to Jesus and He rescued them and now they're in heaven. Let's mention some of them. How about Hank Rife? A witness. A witness. Bob Willison. A witness. Who else? You know some others? Oh, praise the Lord. Who else? Yeah. Anybody else you know of who's gone on? Oh, they just start flowing, don't they? They made it. They made it. Not because they weren't sinful, right? But they made it because of Jesus, because they had all these people on their side. They made it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that's not the end of the story yet. Did you notice in that video that low water buffalo who was captured, the rest of them came back. They weren't willing to allow him to be defeated. Even though they were risking their own lives, they came back. And they attacked the enemy on that little water buffalo's behalf, and they set him free. Now stand up, church. Every one of you, stand up. When the church is what it should be, then every member of the body of Christ is concerned about this brother. And every one of us go to fight with Satan for this brother's salvation. Amen? Amen. Can we rejoice in the Lord over our salvation? The chains have been broken. The victory is ours. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, angels, the cloud of witness, the community of believers need to fight for one another. The church, the chains are broken. Sit back down just for a moment. In the book of Romans in chapter 8 and verse 1, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Brethren, you wrestle every day against principalities and powers, against those unseen forces of the darkness of the air. You fight against them all the time. Every day they're trying to bring you down. They'll get you to gossip if they can. They will get you to lie. They'll get you to cheat. They'll get you to sue your brothers in court. They will get you to be immoral. They'll get you to do everything. They'll get you to stir up trouble in the church. But you need to realize, and you need to understand who you are. Oftentimes, we lay down before Satan because we feel that we can't make it as a child of God. Let me tell you something. Being a Christian is not a hard thing to do. We make it hard by all of our rules and regulations and all of our legalism and all of that. We try to make it hard. But in reality, you know what faith, what Christianity comes down to? Believing in Jesus. You're never going to understand everything in the Bible. We can't even get through a Bible class without disagreeing about something, can we? That's fine. Your salvation doesn't depend on your perfect understanding of the Word of God. If it does, you're all going to hell. It's that simple. You're all going to hell. I've been studying the Bible for 45 years, and guess what? I think I actually know less today than what I did when I started. Because back when I first came to Circleville, I just came out of college, I knew everything. There was nothing in the Bible I didn't understand. And then I started growing older and beginning to realize how foolish I really was. We're students of the Word, but our dependence on our salvation is on Jesus. Now listen to this. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. Therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah, I'm in Christ Jesus, but I sinned yesterday. I had a bad thought. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah, but I had an argument with my brother. I'm sorry about it, but I had an argument with my brother. There is now no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus. That doesn't mean we go out and just sin. But what it does mean is I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know if I fall over dead right now, I will be one of those witnesses who surround you. We have victory. The Bible says later on in Romans chapter 8 that we know, he says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're overwhelmingly victorious. Stand up, church. Stand up, church. Praise the holy name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Can we just for a moment just praise him? Can we just applaud Jesus for what he has done for us? Come on, let's honor Jesus. Let's honor Jesus. There's nobody who has died for you but Jesus. Now live for him and die for him if you need to. This young man is saved because of Jesus. This young man is saved because of Jesus. He's my brother. You don't have to be the devil anymore. Go have a seat. Praise the name of the Lord. If you're here this morning and you're not a child of God, you belong to the devil. You're one of his. And all you have to do to escape him is come running to Jesus, trusting in him, believing in him. You want to see this church grow, church? Then look to Jesus. Don't worry about all the things that we differ about. Just look to Jesus and trust him. Come on to Jesus if you're not a child of God. Maybe you are a child of God and you feel so defeated you can't even pray. You know what this church needs to be all about? You come up that aisle in your weakness and you sit down here. This church needs to run to your side. Not in judgment, but in love. I don't care what you've done. You know, sometimes we find a brother or sister in sin. God help us. We judge them. Preacher's caught in immorality. What do we do with him? Sometimes we just fire him. You're not fit to preach anymore. He never was fit to preach. He's redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. What the church ought to do when they find their preacher in sin? It's love him, church. Love him. Help him to overcome the devil, not giving to the devil. And that's true with every member. If you're here and you're a child of God and you're so weak you don't know what to do with yourself, you don't even know whether you want to come to church anymore, then come on up here and let us just get down with you and just honestly pray over you and love you in so many ways that you'll have to enjoy one of them. You're invited to come right now as we sing.